With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson said Tuesday that flags will be raised to full staff at the Capitol on the day of President-elect Trump's inauguration.
Johnson said in a statement, quote, "On January 20th, the flags at the Capitol will fly at full staff to celebrate our country coming together behind the inauguration of our 47th president, Donald Trump. The flags will be lowered back to half staff the following day to continue honoring President Jimmy Carter." President Joe Biden ordered flags nationally to fly at half staff through sunset on January 28th. Trump early this month accused Democrats of being, quote, giddy that flags will be at half staff for his inauguration in honor of Carter. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the White House would not consider reversing or reevaluating the half staff plans. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
Former Fox News host Pete Hegseth was on Capitol Hill today in front of the Senate Armed Services Committee in his confirmation hearing to be the nation's next defense secretary. In his opening statement, Mr. Hegseth set forth his goals.
I pledge to be a faithful partner to this committee, taking input and respecting oversight. We share the same goals: a ready, lethal military, the health and well-being of our troops, and a strong and secure America.
Chairman Roger Wicker says Hegseth will shake up the Pentagon, but the top Democrat, Senator Jack Reed, calls several allegations against Hegseth extremely alarming. If the Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal goes according to the current draft, then fighting will stop in Gaza for 42 days, and dozens of Israeli hostages and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners will be freed. In this first phase, Israeli troops will pull back to the edges of Gaza, and many Palestinians will be able to return to what remains of their homes as stepped-up aid flows in. This is SRN News. The Senate prepares to vote on abortion.
Majority Leader John Thune says he will call a vote on the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act this month. That measure requires that doctors, nurses, and all medical personnel render life-saving assistance to any baby who manages to survive an abortion attempt. The vote is expected to take place shortly before the annual March for Life here in Washington on January 24th, which will see thousands of pro-lifers gather in the nation's capital. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With decades of moral decay taking their toll on the U.S., conservative lawmakers across the country are pushing to introduce more Christianity to public school classrooms, providing voluntary Bible classes, and urging the posting of the Ten Commandments. The efforts come as President Trump prepares to take office, pledging to champion the First Amendment right to pray and read the Bible in school. This is SRN News. Action's been taken against gang violence in Colorado.
Officials say a Colorado apartment complex where armed members of Tren de Aragua, a Venezuelan gang, were caught on video entering a unit last summer is expected to close in about a month under an emergency court order. Officials last week asked a judge to close the property in the meantime, arguing the situation reached a breaking point following the violent kidnapping and assault of two residents last month. The city's request was granted Friday. Four of the six men shown in the August video have since been arrested. John Scott reporting.
A high-ranking member of an MS-13 gang clique in New York has pleaded guilty to racketeering and other federal charges in a case involving seven slayings, including the 2016 killings of two high school girls. The homicides focused the nation's attention on MS-13 gang violence. More at SRNNews.com.